God, why are my desires not coming in? I'm doing everything right. I'm praying. I'm aligning my energy. I've told you exactly what I want. I've laid it all on the line for you. What is taking so long? Does this sound like you? Do you feel like you're in this stagnant energy and you're constantly waiting and you feel lonely or you feel empty without your desire? And you're just waiting, waiting. Just give me a sign. When is this thing gonna come? What do I have to do to get this thing? Welcome to the waiting season. I'm your host, Mia, and today's episode on the creation of her is all about romanticizing the waiting season and romanticizing feeling alone. For now. Now, just a disclaimer, the waiting season for a lot of people can mean waiting for a certain relationship, but it can also mean waiting for a thing like a house, your dream apartment, your career, etc. So take what you need, leave what you don't. Second disclaimer, I'm probably going to use the word God a lot, but if that is not what resonates with you, I just want you to know that I mean that all-knowing power, whatever you may call it, universe, Jah, Allah, anything. Take what resonates and leave what doesn't, and let's get started. I just want you to know you are not alone in this waiting period, because let me tell you, I am deep into it, and so are so many other people, and I know how frustrating it can be and how almost isolating it can feel. I remember the past few weeks, I was just like, really feeling full in my life and like I am doing all the right things and I'm working on myself and I'm getting close to God and I'm getting really deep into my faith. But you kind of just have these moments here and there where you're like, damn, I feel so lonely right now. And I know I have my friends and my family, but like, when is it gonna come? When is he gonna come? When is that income gonna come? When am I gonna get this version of myself or whatnot? So I had to really sit and think with myself and be like, am I lacking something? Is there something I'm missing? Is there something I'm not doing? And genuinely, as much as I do believe that if you ask God or the universe to open a certain door for you, you also have to be the person that is meant to walk through that door, that is ready to walk through that door. However, sometimes this is not the only case. There can be many reasons. For example, one, maybe you just cannot handle what your desire is yet. I know that if I had my income 10x next month, I genuinely know that like God would not just hand this to me next month if I couldn't handle it. And I don't think I'd be able to handle it because I'm not in the spot in my life right now where I know how to maintain that level of income in my career. Now, if I'm wrong and that's what ends up happening to me next month, I know that God knows that it's because I was able to handle it and I'll be able to handle it with grace. Do we not all remember when we were younger and we dated some childish little boy and we were praying to God or wishing that we were going to marry this person, and then lo and behold, that person ends up being the totally wrong person for us, or we were just too ignorant or naive to know that, but we kind of had this like veil over our eyes and couldn't see that that wasn't the path for us. That could be the same thing that's going on with your desire now. Not saying that that's the case, but that could be a possibility. And that potential reason, along with the next potential reason, which is it's simply going in its own time and divine timing, those two are the reason why we put so much effort into our faith. During your waiting season, faith is everything. You have to trust whatever it is that you believe in, that it is coming in the perfect divine timing, in the best and possible way for you. Now, the waiting season is not what it sounds like. You are not sitting on a chair, laying in your bed, actually waiting for what you want to come in. God has put you in this waiting season for a reason. You need to buckle up and do some introspection and see where you need to grow and what needs to happen for you to be that woman and that person that's gonna call in that desire. And think about it, if you can't handle the little things right now in your life, what makes you think that you're ready to handle the big things? I have my own business, right? If I'm here struggling to keep up with disciplining myself to do my work tasks in time, to do them in a structured manner, what makes me think that God is going to give me that next big accomplishment or milestone in my career if I can't even handle what I'm doing right now? You know what I mean? That's something I totally realized about myself a month and a half ago. So I put the actionable steps this past month and a half to get my routine structured and make sure that I'm getting all my work tasks done in a timely manner, in a structured manner, and still having time to rest and relax and have room for the new things that are to come in. If God gave me the career milestone that I desired a month and a half ago, I would have completely fumbled the bag because I was not the woman that was ready to walk through that door. I had to be completely honest with myself, put my head down, focus, say no to certain things so that I can become the person that is ready to move on to the next step. You know, sometimes we have these grand desires, which we think are delusional, but I'm all about delusion. I don't think anything is delusional at all. God would not give you a genuine desire if he thought that you couldn't accomplish it or that it would not be able to come into your life. I'm gonna say that again. You will never be given a desire or a task that you cannot attain. So similarly, just how your desire will come in the perfect divine timing, and it was given to you for a reason because you have the capability of bringing it into your life, God or the universe has given you this waiting season knowing that you'll be able to fully conquer it and use it to your biggest advantage. I'm looking down at my notes because I have so many notes on the waiting season because it's such a beautiful and amazing time, and there's so much that we have to learn and grow from. But what I was saying about these grand desires that we have that may seem delusional, or people might try to bring us down for our desires, I'm here to tell you that you should not be letting go of what you want because somebody says it's delusional or you think that it's delusional. Just because it's not here yet does not mean that it's not coming. It just means that it's coming in the perfect and best way and best timing for you. So our desires that are actually genuine, we should always keep them in our heart and keep aligning our energies, not begging or asking the universe, but instead putting faith in that it'll come in the perfect divine timing. If you can't already tell, divine timing is the phrase of the episode because it's so important. So while we still keep this desire in our heart in a detached manner, okay, we also need to become aware that we need this waiting season to grow, reflect, and rest before our desires come in. I'm going to read something that I journaled out the other day. And it says, in this season that we're waiting, it's our time to grow and become the person that has the wisdom and capability to handle and maintain our desire or desires that will come in. Because God forbid you're unable to maintain your desire once it comes because you did not yet grow into the person that could manage what God has for you. I'm going to say that again. God forbid you're unable to maintain your desire once it comes in because you did not take this waiting season to grow into the person that could manage what God has coming for you. And sometimes we ask God or the universe for a certain desire, and instead it feels like they added an extra hardship into our life. But what we don't see is that if we ask God for clarity, he may take out some people or things in our life that were distractions. And that if we ask for patience, we will be tested. And this waiting season, it is part of the test because it's putting a test to our faith and our ability to keep our faith while we're not seeing our desires in the 3D. And what happens so often is that we ask for a door to open, but then get mad when certain doors close so that we can make room for this new door. I'm going to give you an example that happened to me in the beginning of 2024 that I was so upset about, and I simply could not see the reason and why everything was happening. But basically in my business, I was making about like 70 or 80% of my income from a certain freelancer platform. And long story short, my account basically got removed and deleted, and I'm unable to make a new account. And even if I were, the account that I had built up for 2 years had like a bunch of clients and it was always getting boosted out. So I was having clients, like, I don't know, like 30 or 40 different clients texting me every single day, like business was booming. So this account got deleted, and lo and behold, of course, my income went down. And thank God I had savings to fall back on. But of course, it was very hard to deal with the fact that I'm gonna have to completely figure out another way to make my income and to keep my business thriving so that everything can keep circulating how it's supposed to circulate. And I prayed and I prayed and I asked and I meditated and I manifested and I aligned my energy for me to get my account back. And it just did not happen that way. But now that I'm out of it, I see so much clearer that if I had stayed making my income with that account and just been kind of comfortable with the whole situation, I most likely would have stayed in that situation for a few more years and been more or less stagnant in my income. But now that that account got deleted, it led me to finding certain courses and other methods to help me get my clients in a different way. And I'm not going to get into all the logistics of my job, but basically being forced to keep my business running in a different way than what I was used to actually led me to learn all of the different things and the skills and the tools that I need to really maximize my income. I know that in a few months from now, I'm gonna reach a certain income that I would have never been able to reach if I still just stayed comfortable in the platform that I was using and having everyone come to me instead of reaching out to other people. So for months, obviously, as we all do, I asked for God to increase my income and I aligned my energy to this new level of finance. So for me, it didn't make sense when I got that platform taken away from me and when I got my main source of income taken away from me, and I was super sad. I cried, I moped, I froze, I stopped working and all of that stuff. But now I get it. That door had to close. And I had to deal with that hardship so I can be pushed to the person that I need to become in order to reach that level of income and that level of lifestyle. If I desire making 200K in my business and I go, or God or the universe gives that to me tomorrow, I'm probably gonna freak out and be overridden with anxiety. With an anxiety on how I'm gonna maintain that, because I have not yet been built and formed into the person that knows how to maintain that amount of money in their business yet. The key word is yet, and knowing that I'm actively working now to get to that point, and God sees that. When I decided to film this episode, I actually came home early on like a Saturday evening when one would typically be out with their friends or their boyfriend or whatever. And it's not even like I was depressingly lonely or anything. I was just getting these thoughts like, oh, God, like, I just wish I knew when my divine masculine was coming in. And like, even though I'm totally fine being alone now, I just wonder, and I don't like this waiting, and I don't like this guessing and this energy of uncertainty. Like, just let me know if he's coming in a year or in 3 years or in a month or in 5 years. Like, I just want to know, because I don't like this feeling of uncertainty. But girl, guess what? That is life. If we knew everything, life would be so boring. Uncertainty is such a beautiful part of life. And as beautiful as that journey is, of course I'm human and I still get that desire of wanting that like excitement from a partner. And I do get a bit bored sometimes, which is normal, because we're supposed to want and desire somebody and desire a partner because we're here to procreate and blah, 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 blah. And then I realized, why would God send in the relationship that I truly desire, right? Not just a dusty little distraction, if I'm not even completely satisfied with my life right now and not feeling completely full alone in my own life. If I were God, girl, I wouldn't send him either. This is also from my journal, but it's because God knows that I asked him to guide me into becoming the woman who lives a completely full life and continues living her life when she has a man, so that my partner and I can complement each other, not complete each other. And you know, I've learned so much about detachment and how you have to genuinely be willing to leave any man who goes against your standards and boundaries. And in order for me to be that person who can leave at any time and who's willing to leave to stick up for herself, I need to be so satisfied with my own life, and this whole scenario of me being completely content with my full life is so important for me to be that kind of woman. Because if I got a partner right now and I used him to fill that extra 10% void in my life, then it would be very hard for me to leave if that man did something to disrespect my boundaries or did not meet my standards. You guys, I put a pin in my hair and it's hurting so much. I think I'm gonna cry. This is so painful. You know what? We're just gonna finish out the video and then I'm gonna fix it. So now that we understand the waiting season a little bit better and understand why it has its place in our life and why it's actually necessary to get what we want, you know that around here we have fun and we are not about to sit around moping and waiting and being bored. Absolutely not. That is not what the waiting season is about. So get that out of your head. We are here to romanticize the journey fully, and I'm going to tell you how to do just that. We have to come to terms with and understand that the journey is the most beautiful part of getting to your destination. Because truthfully, think of everything that you've desired in your life and that you've gotten. You have your little honeymoon phase with it. Okay, you're happy for a day, for 3 months, for whatever. And then you want the new thing. And then you're convinced that you're not going to be happy or full or complete until you get that new thing. It's just how the circle goes. It's human nature. We have to learn how to fall in love with the journey. The journey is where we grow. The journey is where we become the person that attains that certain desire. And it's such a beautiful thing to see how we can flourish and change and grow as these little speckles on a planet called Earth. So what you can do now in the journey is romanticizing each step of the way. And I'm going to give you an example for something that I'm going through in my life, which is my weight loss journey, which has been successful thus far. Actually, what happened to me is that I gained 15 pounds about a year and a half ago when I entered university, and it has been such a struggle to make it come off. And I've gone up and down a lot, but a lot of the times it was in very unhealthy and unsustainable ways and not through from a place of self-love. And when I went home now to Miami, to the US of A, where fat loves to just cling onto your body, I gained 5 pounds in like a week and I went to full panic mode. Like, once I go over a certain weight, I panic. And I was doing all the unhealthy things. And at a certain point, I was just like, God, I'm done. Like, I surrender to you. That's it. I don't want to panic anymore. I don't want to treat myself badly anymore. I surrender to you and I will put my faith in you, and just please guide me and give me the tools to get where I want to go in a natural, healthy, loving, and sustainable way. And of course, as a lot of women can probably relate to, when you want to lose weight or fix your aesthetics or get your body to look a certain way, you want it since yesterday. Like, you want a quick fix. Most of the time you want a quick fix. and you're not ready and mentally tough enough to go through the entire journey of doing it in a sustainable and loving way. But after so long of all these ups and downs, I just completely surrendered to God and I said, God, put me in the journey as long as you want to put it. Just let me do this in a sustainable way so I can live happily and healthily for the rest of the majority of my life. So as much as I would love if God told me that I can be my dream weight tomorrow, number one, I probably would not be able to maintain it because I'm still in the process of reducing my calories and learning how my body loses weight in a sustainable way. So believe it or not, I actually do not want to be my goal weight tomorrow. Do I want to be closer? Of course, and I am, and I will get there, but I'm in the process of it and I'm learning the tools that I need to be able to keep my goal weight for the rest of my life. And since I've surrendered to the journey, I am full on romanticizing it. You have a choice. You can be in the waiting season and the journey doing like all the undreadful things and thinking of everything from a negative connotation and dreading things, but like you could also choose the other side of things. So instead of waking up and being like, oh, I have to go on the walk that I promised myself I'm gonna go on, instead I wake up and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited for my little hot girl walk. And I put on a sweatband because I don't know why. That's just my form of romanticizing walks, is like those like corset sweatbands that make you like drip sweat. And I go on the treadmill. I do my little 6:33 and I put on a self-growth video. And I just also, there's like a mirror in front of me, so I always make sure I look cute. And I put on like a cute little set. And then I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, girl, you look so good. And I'll do like some affirmations while I'm walking. I'll be like, I love you. You're so hot. You're so confident. The fat is just shedding. Like I'm naturally thin, blah, 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 blah. Guys, when I tell you, I look forward to my morning walks every day. Like I already went my walk and I'm already so excited for my morning walk tomorrow because I have fully romanticized it and fell in love with the process. It's amazing. I'm obsessed with my morning walks. I also, when I'm like intuitive eating now, I like to put on some cafe music, give grace before my meal, which is something I never used to do. And I pretend like I'm eating at like a little cafe and I just fully tune in. I turn my phone off and eating is like a whole experience. It's not like I'm making a little portion of something and eating it fast and restricting and blah, blah. No, it's a process. It's yummy. It's fun. It's like something to look forward to. And of course, Lord knows that I am not going to stop looking cute and dressing how I want to want. And dressing how I want to dress just because I'm not where I want to be yet. I am fully aligning my energy with the person that I want to be in 3 months. And I think that waiting to dress a certain way until you're a certain weight or a certain body type is so dumb, because the truth is that more likely than not, once you get to that body, like once I get to my goal weight, I'm going to be like, okay, so now I want abs, or okay, so now I want like a more fit and toned body. And then what? I'm going to wait to dress how I want or put on a bikini until I look like how I want to look? No, absolutely not. And that kind of tumbles into my next point, which is action, align, God. And now I have never seen these three words together anywhere. If I am wrong and this already exists, do not give me credit for this, but this is something that I came up with in my journal a while back after just studying a lot of religions. I'm in my religion era, and of course I've been studying all about manifesting and energy in the universe since a very young age. And what I have picked up from all of them is, one, you have to do the action. You can't just sit around asking for something, praying for something, or manifesting for something and not doing the aligned action. So you have to do the aligned action, and then you have to align your actual energy with your desire. So like I said, I'm already dressing how the thinner version of myself would dress. I'm already eating how I think that she would eat. I'm already doing simple, sustainable workouts how she would do. So I'm aligning my energy with her or the income that I want. I am meditating and I'm praying and I'm dreaming and tapping into the feeling of what I would feel like to have that certain income. And I'm hanging out in the areas that I see her hanging out in. All the things that I can do as that version of her, I'm doing them since now. So do the action you know to do, align your energy and God. And by God, I mean surrendering to God, surrendering to the universe, surrendering to the world, surrendering to divine timing, to divine everything. Because at the end of the day, if you're in a desperate energy and you're staying attached to something, one, you're not aligning your energy where it needs to be to get your desired outcome. And two, you have to surrender to God or to whatever you believe in, because that source knows best. Like We are not the know-all energy, okay? That's not us. That's what's up above us. And they may know what's better for us or what's not meant for us or what is meant for us. And our desire could be something totally bigger than we're even imagining, or it can be something that is totally not meant for us. So, action, align, God, take it if it resonates, leave it if it doesn't. Now, continuing on romanticizing the journey, maybe you want a new place. And I know what that feels like because I'm also in the waiting season for that, and hopefully I get my dream apartment in the next like 6 months when I have to move soon. But just because I'm not in the exact place or area that I want to be in right now, what is stopping me from making those Pinterest boards and planning how I'm going to decorate it? And if you're in the same city as the area that you want to live in, what's stopping you from going to hang out there? What's stopping you from going every morning or one morning out of the week and having a coffee at the cafe that's near your desired place? You know what I mean? If you're in that city, what's stopping you from going on walks in that neighborhood? If you're not in that city yet, if you have the financial ability to go and visit that city, what's stopping you from going to visit and really like tapping into the energy of what it feels like to be in that place? You can make waiting beautiful. You can make waiting exciting once you've already accepted that you're in the waiting season and everything will come in the perfect divine timing when it's meant to come. You just surrender to it and you do everything in your life to fill yourself up and to get you closer to your desire, but in a detached way and in a trusting way, knowing that it's coming in the perfect time. And my last message for you is, why is God going to give you what you want if he's already given you so much and you're sitting here being ungrateful and not acknowledging his miracles? A bit vulnerable for me, but God has literally cured my mom from cancer twice, and I'm so grateful to be able to continue living my life with my mother. And so what? I'm going to sit here and not tell him what I'm grateful for and not thank him for everything that he's given me, but instead I'm going to mope around because I don't yet have my dream relationship or my dream apartment? Absolutely not. Instead, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pray. I'm going to give gratitude. I'm going to journal my gratitude. I'm going to tell it to God. I'm going to sit in that feeling of gratitude. I'm going to call my mommy. And then I'm going to go on Pinterest and I'm going to continue adding to my boards of my dream apartment. And I'm going to continue building myself and becoming my own dream woman so that my dream man can come in when the timing is right and when the energies are aligned. And I'm going to sit in the energy of thankfulness and knowing that it's coming in the perfect divine time and not from the energy of lack. You can have goals for the future and still be content and happy and full in the present. Step back and be grateful for all of the things you have now and all of the answered prayers that you already have in your life today. Take this waiting season to grow and to use introspection to see what you need to become that future part of yourself that is going to call in and be able to actually maintain your desires, and completely, completely fall back and surrender in God, in the universe, in source, in your faith, and know that everything is working out in the absolute perfect divine timing. Let the spirits know that you are going to do your aligned action and you are going to completely align your energy with your desire. And if for whatever reason this desire is not meant for you, for them to give you a sign to completely take it out of your life and put what's meant for you inside of your life. And until then, you give your faith and trust into God that everything and everything and everything will come in the absolute perfect divine timing and in the best possible way. Now, of course, I'm going to leave you with a little bonus. So I know that for a lot of you, the waiting season is waiting for a relationship. So I'm going to give you some things that you can do while you're single. Things to work on while you're single: one, your femininity and etiquette, your bad attitude or short temper, your fitness slash health and weight loss goals, your potty mouth or talking like a dude, so important, your wardrobe, your fashion and your makeup, your healthy cooking, cleaning, or domestic skills, your money management and financial or business goals, your self-esteem, self-love or therapy, your feminine hygiene and cleanliness, and your controlling and argumentative ways. I hope this helped at least one of you and made you more comfortable and confident in your waiting season. I promise you, everything works out and comes in the end. And if not, then it's not the end. So cliche of me to say. But, anyways, thank you so much for tuning in to The Creation of Her. There'll be a new episode every single week. Make sure to subscribe, to follow, to download, and to share this to somebody who may need it.